On Robin Hood Radio, our friends at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon are picking up or putting together a fun program for you folks out there coming up on May 17th at 7 p.m. till 8 p.m. It's a free virtual program. Snackable Bakes with none other than Jesse Sheehan. Jesse, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me, Marshall.
So let's talk a little bit about, first of all, the format. This is going to be a virtual event, and explain exactly what's going to happen during this event.
Of course. So what is going to happen is, at first, maybe I'll have a little bit of a discussion with Gretchen, who will sort of be moderating the conversation and also kind of maybe moderating as well while I am making a cake. So I will talk to Gretchen for a little bit, maybe give people a little background about Snackable Bakes and about me, and then I'll move right into making a strawberry sheet cake, a super easy-peasy cake, because my book is full of easy-peasy recipes, and I will be making that cake and sort of guiding people through it and explaining sort of how I make things extra easy, as it were, because there are a lot of steps and tips and tricks that I have to help kind of streamline baking and to make it less fussy.
Now, advanced registration is required for this. It's free, and you can get all the information and do all the things you have to do to register by going to HotchkissLibraryofSharon.org/events/snackable. You know, Jesse, I poke around social media a lot just to see what's going on. Facebook we post a lot on because it's our business site. But personally, I have been overwhelmed when I go to TikTok, and TikTok is I shake my head more than often, like I just can't believe what I see. But the amount of people that come on TikTok and give the damnedest recipes I've ever seen. Have you seen some of these recipes?
Oh, yes. I mean, at the beginning of the pandemic, back in March of 2020, I first kind of, you know, stuck my big toe into TikTok, as it were, and the rest is history. It was a slightly different platform back then, but still a place where you can really grow your brand and really share what it is you do with a very large audience. And I think you're right. A lot of people are up there on the platform doing amazing tips and tricks and hacks to get food on the table. I tend to do straight up recipes when I'm on TikTok. In the beginning of my time on TikTok a couple of years ago, I tended to ramp up my personality and do kind of some crazy stuff on the platform. Now I tend to be a little bit more like myself, but I make, you know, the recipes that I'm making anyway, either for my family or for testing the recipes for my book, for instance. I did a lot of recipe videos while I was creating this book last summer. And sometimes when I get a cookbook from a friend and I want to support or promote that friend, I will make a recipe from their book and put that recipe up on TikTok.
We're speaking with Jesse Sheehan, who's going to be doing a virtual presentation with the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon, Snackable Bakes. And once again, pre-registration is required. It is free. Sharon, you can get all the information at Hotchkiss Library, Sharon, and then click on the event link. Now, Jesse, you know, what you do and what you've done and the books you've written, you know, there are a few, I have to be honest, there are a few recipes that have been put forth on TikTok that I've taken down and used and done right. I think most people are just out for the wow of it and to see just how many clicks they can get. But you, as somebody who really has books out and really puts out straightforward, and I'll say your recipes, especially for baking, are to me are great simply because baking recipes can be like learning trigonometry. And your recipes are really very, very easy, straightforward, and simple to follow.
Thank you, Marshall. Yes, particularly in my newest book, Snackable Bakes, which just launched last Tuesday, so it's only a week old. it's particularly in this book, that was my angle. I was, I just wanted to create a 100 recipes with 100 photographs. So every single recipe has a photograph in the book, but I wanted to create recipes that I like to bake. I'm the kind of person, Marshall, that if I see a very long ingredient list or complicated instructions that require me to pull out various different pieces of kitchen equipment, I immediately move on. I just get some kind of agita when I see that. And I'm always looking for something simpler. I think I definitely have a voracious sweet tooth, but it's a sweet tooth that wants and needs satisfying. I'm not the kind of baker who thinks it's fun to like wake up on a Saturday morning and start a baking project whereby perhaps I'll be eating, you know, the product of my work by, you know, Monday morning. I like those projects where you're like, oh, I'm craving something sweet. I think I'm going to make cookies right now and be eating them in about 15 minutes.
You know, I agree with you totally about recipes. When I look for recipes and get recipes, I like recipes that, first of all, have limited ingredients, but also limited steps. I don't want to go through 25 steps to make something. And so I agree with you totally. Now, for as long as you've been doing this, have you adapted and changed at all yourself with the way you present recipes, or did you always start out this way where your recipes are pretty simple and easy to follow?
I would say there's been a lot of change only because, for instance, my first book, and I have had the pleasure, Marshall, of talking to you after each book I've written has been published.
Yes.
So my first book was called Icebox Cakes, and although icebox cakes are very simple to make, my particular recipes in this book call for all homemade ingredients. So you're making cookies and whipped cream and pudding, et cetera, et cetera. And though it's a fabulous book, I won't lie, Marshall, it's a little too complicated for my taste at this point. If I was going to make a recipe for my icebox cake book, and I encourage other people to do this, I would buy store-bought cookies. Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't overthink it. And I wouldn't try to make things more complicated than they need to be. Then my second book called The Vintage Baker, which is old-fashioned recipes that I twisted and tweaked for the 21st century baker. I mean, again, my goal was not to create recipes that were complicated, but I was hamstringed by the fact that I was using old recipes and changing them up. So, you know, there's only, you know, if you're making a, you know, a custard-filled pie with a special kind of meringue whipped cream and the custard requires gelatin, you know, there isn't so many, and I'm trying to be true to the original recipe to some degree, I didn't have a lot of wiggle room to simplify that. So what's really special about this book, and I think where I've grown as a recipe writer, as a sweet eater, sort of just what I said before, is that like you, I'm drawn to the recipes with the short ingredient list and the easy to follow instructions. And I don't think I will be writing any more books that are going to be anything more than that. I mean, obviously there will be, you know, there will be differences in the books that come after this one, but that is really like the niche or that's the void I want to fill. A place where people who love sweets, like to bake, but maybe are not interested in those extra long projects, can find 100 recipes. We have cakes, we have cookies, we have candy, you know, a little bit of everything. And I also think that it's a book you don't have to know how to bake from this book, because the recipes are really simple and the ingredients are already in your pantry. You're not running to any specialty stores to make the things in my book. And if you have kids or you know kids and you like baking with them, it's also fabulous for kids because of its simplicity.
Once again, we're speaking with Jesse Sheehan. You know, one of the things you pointed out is so smart, where you buy the cookies instead of make the cookies yourself, because I think that's a step in the learning process. Once you buy the cookies and you get other ingredients that you then make the recipe out of, that's just another step in learning, which will make the eventual full recipe a lot easier.
100%. I totally agree. I mean, I'm always looking for a shortcut. I hope there are no haters out there, but like sometimes when I'm making a recipe that calls for a lot of garlic, for instance, and I don't make savory recipes, but of course I cook them for my family, I will buy a little jar of already, you know, minced garlic. Just I will take those shortcuts. I'm not afraid to do that. Do you know what I mean? Or I don't judge myself for doing that, because if it helps you get dinner on the table or a dessert on the table faster, I'm all for it.
Now, a personal question. How do you stay so thin?
I would say it's a combination of a Peloton bicycle, and I'm a pretty disciplined person, so I'm able, I always joke that when I am developing recipes, if the recipe works out and it's delicious and perfect, I take a little nibble and I can put it away. If the recipe doesn't work, Marshall, that's where things get tricky, because I think I'm sad that it didn't work out, so I can't stop eating it. I'm trying to kind of figure out what I did wrong, but I'm also like mad at myself that it's not working. So I kind of, it's actually those moments where I think I lose self-control when it comes to sweets, which is such a bummer because it's with a recipe that didn't work. But in general, I'm pretty good about saying, okay, that's good. That's going to work. That's going to make it into the book. Or that's going to make it, you know, I often, when I'm not writing cookbooks, I'm writing recipes for different magazines or newspapers or online sites. So when I'm doing that kind of recipe development work, it's sort of what I'm referring to.
Now, once again, Jesse is going to be doing a free Zoom event at the Hotchkiss Library on May 17th, beginning at 7 o'clock. You have to register in advance, hotchkisslibraryofsharon.org/event/snackable. When I look at this event, obviously, you're going to be about an hour long, so it's not going to be like you said earlier, it's not going to be a real sophisticated and hard recipe that you're going to show people.
Not at all, but even though it's a super simple recipe, I have a lot to say about it because I have so many tips and tricks in the way that I assemble the recipe, in the utensils in my kitchen that I choose to use, in the ingredients that I put into the cake. I have lots to share about what the kind of the things that I do to make sweets recipes more simple. And so even though it seems, you know, even though I'll probably, if I was doing it by myself in my kitchen, I could assemble that cake in about 5 minutes, I'm going to be talking a lot and ask, you know, explaining what choices I made to make sure that the recipe would be absolutely delicious, but also incredibly easy, or as I like to say, easy peasy.
Easy peasy. 100 recipes, right?
Yes, 100 easy peasy recipes in my new book that can be found wherever books are sold.
All right. Once again, the date for this virtual event is May 17th from 7 o'clock till 8 o'clock. It's free. Once again, more information at HotchkissLibraryofSharon.org. And Jesse, you're someone who seems to never rest, so I look forward for your next book.
Thanks, Marshall. I look forward to talking to you again about it when it comes to be.